Shalom, Rabbi Kurt Landry here with Ancient Principles and Kingdom Authority.
平安，欢迎来到古老的圣经原则和国度的权柄。我是拉比克兰卓。
Listen, one of the reasons that we teach this is because we really want to get you in alignment in your thinking to be able to take those ancient principles out of biblical history, biblical principles and values, and apply it to modern day life to where you can actually kind of come into sync with what God is saying in this hour.
我们教导这个系列的原因之一是真的很想让你们从思想上和圣经原则保持一致，以便能够让你将圣经历史的古老原则、圣经原则和价值观应用到现代生活中，并且与神在这个时刻所说的话语同步。
One of the ways God resets our clock is during the fall feast. And so I'm going to go through all the fall feasts the next couple of podcasts just to kind of share with you from my heart, try to keep it kind of entertaining at the same time. But for you to be able to understand, like, why in the world would I want to follow these biblical feasts such as Rosh Hashanah, which is the head of the year, or Yom Kippur is the Day of Atonement, or Sukkot, which is the Feast of Tabernacles.
神重置我们时钟的方式之一就是在秋天的节期期间，所以我将在接下来的几个系列中教导所有秋天的节期，为了与你们分享我的内心，同时我尝试保持它是比较轻松愉快的和你对话，也是为了让你能够理解我为什么想要遵循这些圣经中的节期。例如犹太新年，这是一年新的开始，赎罪日是认罪的时候，祝棚节是在棚下欢庆的节期。
All these are coming up, and I'm going to go through them so that you can see, know why you would want to participate, and see how you can participate, and what are the benefits of it. You owe it to yourself during these podcasts.
所有这些秋天的节期都将来到，我将详细介绍他们，以便你能够了解为什么要参与到这些节期之中，如何参与，并了解参与其中的好处。在这个播客系列中，这些都是你所需要知道的。
To know this. So one of the things, first things I want to share with you is that this particular biblical fall feast is 5784.
因此我想与大家分享的第一件事情是，现在我们已经来到的秋天的节气就是犹太历的新年5784年。
And that four, that number four, I think is really critical. Four in Hebrew is dalet, and it means door. And I believe there's going to be doors of opportunity opening for us.
我认为数字四非常的重要，因为在希伯来语中四是门的意思，我相信机会之门将会为我们敞开。
And anytime there's new doors preparing to open, there's always a preparation that comes beforehand, and you want to be a part of that preparation. The scripture the Lord's given me for the fall feast is out of Isaiah 62:10.
每当新的大门准备打开时，我们总需要事先做好准备。你会想要为这个节期做好预备。神关于秋天的节期给我的经文和话语来自于以赛亚书第62章第10节。
And I like the way it reads out of the Passion Edition. It's just different enough. It kind of really captures the, I think, the Hebraic root of it very, very well. It says, pass through the gate. So that means you have to walk. Spiritual life is not just about knowing, but you have to walk. It says, pass through the gates. And it says, and go from old to new. Prepare a new path for the people. So what happens is, if you're leading your family, you're leading your church, you're leading your people, then you have to pass through the gate first, and you have to pass from old to new.
经文上写着当从门经过，所以这意味着你必须走过去。属灵生活不只是要知道，更是要走出来。他说穿过大门，从旧到新，预备百姓的路。因此如果你在领导你的家庭、教会或者你的人，你就必须要先通过门，你必须从旧的过渡到新的。
And so it goes on to say here, it says build up a highway for them to come to me, says the Lord. Remove every hindrance and unfurl a banner for the nations.
经文中继续说，他说修筑修筑大道，剪去石头，为万民树立大旗。
So we're in a season where you at Rosh Hashanah, the head of the year, the Feast of Trumpets, meaning there's an awakening blast that comes, and you say, okay, this is new. It's a, so to say, a new door. It's a number eight. It's a new beginning for me to be able to start fresh into a new year, but also a new era. And if I'm going to do that, I need to go through the gates that God has called me to go through. Gates are symbolic of entering into new places of authority, new treasures, new relationships, and new networking. And the Lord is opening up those doors for you, doors of opportunity.
我们正处在一个季节，你在犹太新年一年之首，是一个号角的节期，意味着有一股觉醒的冲击波即将到来，这可以说是一扇新的门。新的一年对我们来说是新的开始，也是一个新的时代，在这个开始我们就要被更新，我们需要穿过神呼召我们穿过的门，门象征着进入新的权力场所、新的宝藏、新的关系和新的人际网络。主正在为我们打开今年的机会之门。
This year, and Rosh Hashanah is when it starts. This is that awakening time.
在今年，犹太新年就是这扇门打开的时候，是我们觉醒的时刻。
What is Rosh Hashanah, and why is it important to believers in Christ?
什么是犹太新年？为什么这对基督徒很重要呢？
So I'm going to go through a couple of the benefits that I have here highlighted out of our book. The first thing is, all the feasts, but particularly Rosh Hashanah, will give you a deeper revelation of faith through the Word of God. Because when you start dealing with the spirit of an awakening, that awakening is not just awakening from a slumber, but there is a mental and a spiritual awakening.
首先，犹太新年会透过神的话语给你更深层次的启示，因为当你开始处理觉醒的灵时，这种觉醒不仅仅是从沉睡中醒来，而是一种精神和属灵的觉醒。
But this is a time where there is a revelatory awakening. And I think particularly in 5784, not only are doors opening, but I think a new spiritual awakening to a fourth dimension.Being able to see into the heavenlies, to be able to operate in that fourth dimension.
这是一个具有变革性觉醒的时刻。我认为特别是在5784年，不仅我们的门打开了，而且我认为第四维度的灵力的觉醒能够让我们看到天上也是在第四维度运作的。
The second benefit is that provides biblical wisdom and insight into how to live and how to prosper.
第二个我想到的犹太新年的意义是可以给我们属神的智慧以及关于如何生活、如何昌盛的见解。
One of the things about the teaching, when you teach on Rosh Hashanah, you teach on Yom Kippur and the Feast of Tabernacles, anytime you're teaching on these, all three of these, like Passover, Pentecost, and, you know, all that teaching, even with Purim, you know, all these teachingive you life principles that I think that are kind of calendar sensitive.
我想提到的是关于教导。当你在犹太新年赎罪日、祝棚节或者之前的逾越节、五旬节乃至是普尔节都会受到教导。你知道所有的教导会带给你生活的原则，而这些原则就是对神时间表保持敏感。
I think the fall feasts are really kind of a preparatory for harvest,promotion and covenant relationship with God. I think that the fall feasts are kind of like the wise virgins would choose to study the fall feasts because they know they're going to have their lamp filled and they know that they're going to have their wicks trimmed. They know they're going to, so to say, sleep in the tradition, in their wedding garment. They're going to have everything ready so that when that shofar, which is Rosh Hashanah, when that shofar blasts,that they're absolutely ready to go. So I think there's a lot of preparatory teaching.
秋天的节期实际上是预备这个季节的丰收，对和神立盟约关系的准备。我认为秋天的节期有点像聪明的童女，她就会去选择研究这个节期，因为他们知道他们的灯 即将会被点亮，灯芯会被修剪，他们将遵循传统，准备好在婚礼时穿着的服装。当在犹太新年的号角吹响的时候，这些童女已经完全预备好自己了。所以我认为在新年到来之前就需要做好充足的预备。
Third, they create more intimate connection between the believers and God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Absolutely.
第三点的意义就是信徒会与圣父、圣子、圣灵之间建立更亲密的关系，这是绝对的。
Because one of the things that you're going to experience through the teaching, through the reading of the word, is that God is, in the Hebrew, is what we call Echad.In Christian world, we call it Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, they're three in one. In Hebrew, it is Echad. Shemael Israel, Hero Israel. It says, Shemael Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Hero Israel, the Lord thy God, the Lord has made us one. So for my Jewish brothers and sisters, we're not worshiping three in gods, three in one, but it's Echad, meaning there'sIt's literally three but one at the same time.
通过读神的话语，领受教导，你将体验到的一件事情就是，在希伯来语中，我们称之为 Ahad， 也就是我们所说的三位一体，圣父、圣子、圣灵，他们是三合一的神，只有一位神。但可能对于部分犹太兄弟姐妹来说，他们并不敬拜三合一的神。我的意思是说，实际上三合一的神就是一个神，只有一个神。
And you're going to experience that through all the elements, through the traditions, and through the biblical teaching.
你将通过阅读圣经中的这些元素，通过传统和圣经的教导来体验这一点。
Fourthly, and perhaps one of the most attention-getting reasons that through the fall feast, the Lord's people are beginning to understand where we are in God's prophetic timeline.
第四点过犹太新年的意义在于，也许也是我们最受关注的原因之一，就是通过秋天的节期，神的子民开始慢慢了解我们在神预言的时间表中的位置。
I think that is critical. I know for myself that.And I'll talk about it a little later in some of my programs about the biblical numerology being kind of signposts. They're not exact, but they're signposts, like biblical year 5784. Well, this is a unique year, 84, because 4 is the Dalet. This is doors opening. So if you look at the biblical year, 5 is grace.50, right? 50 is Jubilee, but 5 is grace. 7 is perfection. So you have grace, perfection. 8 is new beginnings, and 4 is door. So if you just look at the biblical date of what we're celebrating at Rosh Hashanah, then you say, I have grace, perfection in him for new beginnings to go through.The new doors that the Lord is opening.
我认为这很关键，我自己也知道这一点，稍后我也会在之后的系列中谈论圣经中的数字，这其实像有点像路标一样的启示，它并不是具象的，但是会有一些迹象和标识，比如圣经中的5784年，这是一个独特的年份。84年中的4是门的意思，意味着门正在打开。如果你看数字5，它就是恩典的意思，7是完美的意思。所以你有恩典，完美，8就是新的开始，4就是门。所以当你看到圣经中的日期，我们正在庆祝的犹太新年，5784年，那么你就会说，我有恩典，我有在神里面的完美，有新的开始，已进入神正在打开的新门。
And so thatKind of tying all that in. And one of the things is we're in a 10-year period of time of the number 80. So we had 57, 80, 81, 83. Now we're in 84. 80 is the number in Hebrew, it's pay. And pay means the mouth. And if you notice that for the last 3 or 4 years, we've been dealing with this, the issues of saying, decreeing, proclaiming.Idle words, prayer, and speaking things out, being conscious of that. And the reason.
因此，这些将所有的要素都联系在了一起。其中一件事是我们正处于80这个十年的时间段，因此我们会有5780、81、82、83和84。80在希伯来语中的意思是配，也就是口。你可能注意到，在过去的3-4年时间里，我们一直在处理关于口的问题，包括用我们的口颁布法令、宣告、减少闲话、祷告、将神的话语说出来等等。我们意识到口是非常重要的。
And that is becoming such a highlight for you and for me in our lives is because the Lord wants us to decree, say,and imagine out of our hearts and in our minds and out of our mouths speaking and saying what God says.
这对你我来说成为了我们生活中的亮点，因为主希望我们减少想象，从我们的心里，在我们的头脑中，从我们的嘴里说出神所说的话。
Rosh Hashanah is that awakening blast and that time where God says, I want you to awaken to, so to say, a higher level of language, a higher level of decreeing, a higher level of proclaiming.
犹太新年是觉醒的浪潮的时期，神说，我希望你觉醒，可以说是更高层次的语言，说更高层次的法令，做更高层次的宣告。
And so what happens with that is my people perish for lack of knowledge or lack of vision. So the awakening blast of Rosh Hashanah is a time where Rosh Hashanah awakens us not only to know what to say, not only to open our ears to hear the Lord, but it opens up our mind in that special place to be able to see what God is doing so that we can come in agreement with it, say it, pray it, proclaim it, and believe it, supplicate it, intercede it for others, and receive the blessing of that wonderful blessing of that awakening blast.
神的名会因为缺乏知识或缺乏意象而灭亡。犹太新年的觉醒浪潮不仅仅是唤醒我们，让我们知道该说什么，不仅打开我们的耳朵，让我们来聆听主的声音，而是更多的是要在一个特别的地方打开我们的思想，让我们能够看到神在做什么，以便我们进入到与神的对齐中，说出神的话语，祷告他，宣告他，并相信他，为他人祈求，并接受那觉醒后的美妙祝福。
One of the questions is asked here is like, why do you call it the head of the year? Where, well, in Hebrew, Rosh, R-O-S-H, it, in the head of it means head. So this is the Rosh, and then Ha means the, and Shana means the year. So it is the head of the year.
为什么我们称它为一年的头？犹太新年在希伯来语里面是 Rosh Hashanah。希伯来语 Rosh 的意思是头， Ha 的意思是神， Shana 的意思是年，所以这就是一年的开头的意思。
But it also aligns up when it says, this is a time where I'm going to remind you that you are the head and not the tail. So this is a time where we're coming into the Torah and we're saying, okay, we're not, I don't know what's happened to you for the last year, but now you're moving into the head of the year. You're realigning your thinking of new opportunity. It's a time of refreshing. It's a time of resetting. It's a time of realignment.
这也是要提醒你，我们是头而不是尾。这是我们进入妥拉的时期。我不知道你去年发生了什么，但你现在正在进入一年之首，你正在重新调整对新机会的思考。这是一个更新重置的时刻，是重新对齐的时刻。
The next question you have here is, what is the significance of the trumpets and how do they help us hear the Lord's voice? Well, anytime there's a trumpet, if you read about it in Numbers chapter 10, it says, sound the alarm so that you might be remembered before the Lord your God and that you might have victory over your enemies in the land that the Lord's assigned you. I think that's Numbers. I'm just going out of memory now, but I think it's Numbers 10 and 9. If I'm wrong, please. It's 9 or 10. But here's the key is that's the reason we blow shofars here at House of David every Friday night is because we are breaking down the walls of that which would be contrary in our mind, will, and emotions to not believing what the seed, the word of God that's coming forth.
号角的意义是什么？它如何帮助我们听到主的声音呢？在民数记的第十章第九节提到，你们在自己的地与欺压你们的敌人打仗，就要用号吹出大声，并在耶和华你们的神面前得蒙纪念，也蒙拯救脱离仇敌。关键就是我们每周五晚上在大卫之家吹号角的原因，因为我们正在打破这堵墙，这与我们的思想、意志、情感相悖的，我们不相信神话语内容的墙。
Because the Lord says in Psalm 103, it says, Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me, bless his holy name. It also says in the Psalm, Sound the trumpet, and the angels of the Lord shall hearken unto the sound or the trumpet of the Lord.
神在诗篇103篇中说，我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，凡在我里面的也要称颂他的圣名。诗篇中还说，听从他命令，成全他旨意，有大能的天使都要称颂耶和华。
In Jewish tradition, this is not biblical, but in Jewish tradition, when you blow a shofar, the Jews, and I also believe this as a believing Jew, I believe it's sounding like the quantum physics of it. It is sounding the entire voice of God, which means the whole word of God. That's why it's such a unique holy instrument unto the Lord.
在犹太传统中，当你吹响号角的时候，有点像这个角正在发出神的整个声音，这也意味着神的整个话语都被发出。正因为如此，号角对于神来说是一件独一无二的圣器。
And this is a time of Feast of Trumpets, where if you think about it, you're going to come into Rosh Hashanah, there's going to be a sounding blast, you're going to awaken, and then there's these 10 days that come after it called the 10 days of awe, and the 10 days of awe is kind of like a wedding preparation, and that leads up to Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur is the Day of Atonement, where you, for 10 days, you kind of do self-introspection. Then we come together on the high holy day of Yom Kippur, and we allow us to let the Lord magnify the blood of the Lamb in our life, and that it takes away the sins of the world.
这是一个号角盛宴的时刻，请你想一想，在犹太新年将会有号角声吹起，你将会觉醒。接下来的十天被称为敬畏十天，这十天的敬畏有点像婚礼的准备，这将会导向赎罪日。赎罪日是认罪的日子，你在敬畏十日的时间段进行自我反省，然后我们在赎罪日这一圣日聚在一起，让神在我们的生命中彰显羔羊的血，神的血消除了世人的罪。
The benefits of that, the expungement of sin, the wages of sin is death, that has been canceled. It's kind of like, so to say, all of a suddenthere's an awakening that maybe you had like a spiritual cancer, so to say, that was this habitual sin, generational sin. It doesn't make any difference. And all of a sudden, the blood of Jesus comes. Now, we can have this 365 days a year as we call in the name of the Lord. But there seems to be at Yom Kippur, it's kind of like there is an awakening blast to the power of the expungement, of the power of the blood of Jesus. So to say, here comes the cancer cure. I mean, you apply the blood of Jesus and every cell of sin that's in your body is killed and expunged and removed from the record in your life. It's powerful.
这样做的意义在于，因为罪的工价就是死，所以耶稣的宝血能冲刷掉罪。就好比说你得了属灵的癌症，比如世代的咒诅、习惯性的罪等等，突然之间耶稣的宝血就来了。我们在一年中的365天都可以这样做，正如我们奉主的名所呼求的那样。但在赎罪日，就有点像耶稣宝血冲刷的力量是一种能够让你觉醒的冲击波。我们可以说属灵癌症的医治已经到来了。你将耶稣的宝血涂抹在你身体的每一个带罪的细胞之中，这些罪就会被杀死、清除，并从你的生命记录中被删除。它是非常强大的。
Then we go into that next week, we go into a week of tabernacles, where we actually have the joy. and it's a festival. It's a wedding feast. We're going to actually have a huge dinner party here this year, celebrating the power of that fact that the Lord has called us to put our feet under His table. So that's really an exciting time.
然后我们就会进入祝棚节的一周，就是我们真正享受快乐的地方，这是一场婚礼的盛宴。我们今年要在这里举办一场盛大的晚宴来庆祝他的力量，也就是神召唤我们来到与他的宴席之中，那真会是一个激动人心的时刻。
And your last question is the significance of 80 in 5784, and that significance 80 is pay, it's our mouth. Let's let our mouth, our words, our thoughts and deeds line up this Rosh Hashanah, this head of the year, that we would speak out words that would decree that we are the head and not the tail.
80对于5784的意义以及80本身的意义。80就是pay，也就是口，让我们用我们的口，我们的言语，我们的思想和行动来排成这条通往犹太新年的道路。今年之首，我们会宣告我们是头而不是尾。
And Lord, we thank you that all the doors are open. And Lord, we pray, Psalm 62 and 10, that Lord, we will pass through the gates and go from old to new. Prepare a new path for the people. Yes, Lord, we'll build up a highway for them,To come to me, says the Lord, remove every hindrance and unfurl a banner for the nations to say, come and taste and see that the Lord is good.
主啊，我们感谢你，所有的门都是敞开的。我们祷告，我们要穿过门，从旧的走向新的，预备百姓的路。耶和华必建造大道，使万民到他这里来。神说修筑修筑大道剪去石头为万民树立大旗让列国来看就知道耶和华是美善的神祝福你们平安